Mother's Day. Here's the thing, I don't remember my first Mother's Day. My daughter was born on the 25th of March, and I spent the next 10 days in intensive care. With hindsight, it was still worthwhile, even if her response to being asked recently what Mother's Day meant to her was to take my hand and assure me that even although it's an over-commercialised way of making money and I'm a forgetful old biddy, she loves me every day, not just Mother's Day. My other daughter is informally adopted as an adult and is mildly embarrassed by the same question, probably because she has three small girls and no time for being pampered. But she also assures me that if I need looking after when I'm old, she will be happy to step in. My good friend Joyce, on the other hand, gets slightly grumpy on the subject, asserting that it's Mothering Sunday, not Mother's Day. So I decided to investigate, and here's what I discovered. A lady called Anne Jarvis began a campaign in the USA when her own mother died in 1905 to have Mother's Day recognised as a national holiday. She was a formidable lady, having looked after wounded soldiers on both sides during the American Civil War. And by 1914, President Woodrow Wilson declared the day an official holiday. But it seems her idea was far from original. Everyone from the ancient Greeks to the medieval Christian church has had some sort of celebration of motherhood. And that's where my friend Joyce comes in. Mothering Sunday was originally a day for celebrating not your biological mother, but your mother church, with people being given the day off to return to their own home and go to their original church where they had been baptised. Over time, this evolved to become a day when female servants were given the day to go home to their mothers and, in time, to take a cake baked to eat on a day described as Lytery Sunday, the middle Sunday of Lent, when fasting rules were relaxed. In modern times, more than 46 countries around the world over have some sort of Mother's Day celebration, with most people no longer even aware that there are two different Mother's Days. Which brings us back to Anne Jarvis. She was in complete accord with both my daughters, resenting the commercialisation of the holiday so much. She was even arrested for disturbing the peace by protesting the sale of carnations to raise money for the American War Mothers Organisation in 1923. She asserted that the holiday was best celebrated by writing handwritten letters, not buying cards and presents, and she had intended to give people the opportunity to give something back to the person who has done more for you than anyone else in the world. So when the 26th of March arrives this year, this is my wish for all the mothers listening today and for all those who remember their own mother on this day. Forget the commercial aspects, but enjoy the flowers and things, even the undercooked eggs and burnt toast produced for those of you with small children in the family. And take a moment to reflect that without our mums, none of us would be here. Family matters almost more than anything, and it doesn't have to be your birth family. These days, adopted, step families, and people who just come to regard one another as the family they might have had if the world had turned out differently are all important. And when Father's Day rolls around later this year, remember, none of us would be here without them either.